fired. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The school board in Uvalde, Texas, terminating the school's police chief Wednesday evening.
I move that good cause exists to terminate the non-certified contract of Pete Arredondo effective immediately.
Member Laura Perez Arredondo, who has been on unpaid leave, did not attend the hearing, citing security. In a statement, his lawyer accuses the board of failing to follow procedure. Arredondo under fire for not taking charge on the day 19 children and two teachers were killed. He's claimed he did not know he was the incident commander.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, Arredondo's firing coming 3 months to the day since those shootings. President Biden says the student loan forgiveness plan he announced on Wednesday is responsible and fair.
It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers.
Plan forgives up to $10,000 in student loan debt to people making less than $125,000, even more for Pell Grant recipients. Capitol Hill reaction.
Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who's campaigned for student loan debt cancellation for years, calls it a moment of joy and relief for millions of Americans. Critics, though, believe it's a cost on taxpayers.
You've got a single mom who'll pay off the debt for a computer scientist. You got a plumber who pay off the debt of a physician assistant.
That's Republican Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas. Other conservatives warn about its impact on the national debt and inflation.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The president says there is plenty of debt reduction to pay for the plan. Conflicting rulings on abortions and whether federal emergency care laws trump state restrictions. A federal judge ruling Idaho cannot stop emergency abortions while a lawsuit is pending. But a Texas federal judge says the federal emergency care rules are silent on abortion and cannot be used to impede the Texas ban on the procedure. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Japan's national police chief, Itoru Nakamura, has announced he will resign to take responsibility for the fatal shooting of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at a campaign speech last month. An investigation found holes in Abe's police protection that allowed the alleged attacker to shoot the former prime minister from behind. New attacks have been aimed at U.S. forces in Syria.
Two separate rocket attacks by suspected Iran-backed militants injured three American service members Wednesday, just the latest in a series of attacks on American service members linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. American forces responding using attack helicopters, with initial assessments finding that two or three of the militants may have been killed in the U.S. response. As Iran's foreign minister is calling the actions, quote, aggression against the people and infrastructure of Syria, top Pentagon officials say the U.S. will continue to take measures necessary to defend its people. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
Ukraine's president says Russian forces have launched a rocket attack on a train station in central Ukraine on the country's Independence Day, killing 22 people. President Volodymyr Zelensky had warned that Russia might, as he put it, try to do something particularly nasty, something particularly cruel this week. A new study finds a chemical found in mushrooms may aid in the treatment of alcoholism.
The compounding question here is psilocybin, and it's been found in mushrooms to have hallucinogenic effects on users. JAMA Psychiatry publishing a new study where over 90 patients were given the drug or a dummy, then lay down on a couch with eyes closed and listen to music. They also received talk therapy. Almost half who took the psilocybin quit drinking completely, compared to about a quarter of those getting the dummy pills. There are currently only three drugs approved to treat alcoholism and have been no new drug approvals for the disease in about 20 years. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.